So, crazy ass fucking news. I just got my Zoom, my fancy recorder, the one that cost a few $100 that I lost in the fire. My old roommate Graham found the fucking thing. It's all torched, it looks like fucking shit, and somehow it still works. That is just insane. I just recorded a bunch of jubilant rantings about how insane that is that I'm gonna use for an XO. But man, now that I'm on my way home, let's continue to test this thing. Make sure it's all functioning. Let's do a quick ham radio just to cleanse the palate from that last one that sounded all shitty and that was all just me feeling bad about shit. People always look at me. Come on, man. Is it so weird that I'm talking to myself? This is the world of fucking Bluetooth and insane people. Is that so fucking crazy? Just let me talk, baby. Let me talk to myself. Let's just play some songs. Here's a song called Help I'm Alive by Metric that happens to be on my MP3 player right now.
Thank you.
You know that band Metric? I missed them a couple of times when they played in Vancouver, where it was like reasonable, you know, it was like $20 for a ticket, but they were still getting popular enough. I don't know if their second album was out yet, but I'm right around that time. That they were playing these kind of small venues at not too much money, but it was like hyper hard to get tickets. Like you had to be really on the ball. They sold out right away. And I was not on the ball enough and I didn't go. So that third album that song's from, you know, it's okay, but I don't like it as good as the other two. And they're playing here in Toronto. So I was like, all right, let's take a look at that. Tickets are like $80 and up. Just fucking berserk, man. Totally crazy. So I'm not gonna go, obviously. Holy fuck. Anyway, with the help I'm alive, you know, surviving fires and not being dead theme, let's play a song called Kickin' from Crank 2 by Mike Patton. If there's ever been a movie about not fucking dying, the Crank series, man, that's the one. This is a cool ass little song. I hate the smell of burned shit, which this smells like. Ugh. For fucking obvious reasons. It has negative connotations now. Even just the smell of like people barbecuing stuff and they push a little too hard and you get that smoke smell. Even smoke from cigarettes to a small extent. Just like, ugh. Nothing good about all that. It's just an act of God waiting to kill us all, man. Anyway, speaking of expensive shows, their counterpart, reasonably priced shows, my friend Matt came down to visit, and we were flipping through one of the weeklies, seeing what bands are playing. And it turns out this band called Horse Feathers is playing. That I used a couple other songs in various XO episodes. And those are really the only songs I knew, just songs I got from Matt. But they're playing at this place called The Drake, which is right around the corner from where my old burned up place was, for $8.50. And they had this other opening band called Manitoba Wilderness, or the Wilderness of Manitoba. Anyway, they're both really cool bands, especially Horse Feathers, man. Fuck, that band is so cool. They got violin guy and cello girl, and they would pull out a fucking a saw, just an old beat up saw, and if you play it with a bow and arc it the right way, it makes this cool sound, kind of like a theremin. So one of the songs I used in XO, it was in the craftsmanship episode when I was talking about my grandma dying. It's called Cascades, and it's super, super good. And man, when they played it live, it was super duper amazing good. Like, this place was really nice. You know, the tickets were cheap. The atmosphere was cool. Everybody was really chill. For the first band, a lot of people were just sitting down. I've never seen that before at a show. Just people just sitting, like three or four rows deep. And then some sitters for the second band, too. And just sounded so gorgeous. It's so rare for me to hear shows that are, like, where the sound is good, you know? Back home, that never happens. Never. Back in Fredericton, always way too loud. So, let's listen to that song, Cascade, shall we? Because it's fucking excellent. I've been doing a lot of walking today. Went up to the ticket office to try to get tickets to see this Bill Hicks documentary that's all sold out. Well, all the advance tickets are sold out. If I show up early enough, I might be able to make my way in, hopefully. But I also got a ticket to see this documentary about Japanese noise metal called We Don't Care About Music Anyway, which I just think is funny. It has a really cool trailer. And now the long-ass walk home, man, it's taking a while. So, some more songs. This is a song I just came across sort of by accident the other day when I was just flipping through my MP3 directory of just miscellaneous shit I downloaded and haven't really listened to yet. So, what's this guy's name? Jeffrey Lewis? He has a song called Anxiety Attack that I like a lot. So I just happened to toss on some album I downloaded his, and this very first song is called Posters. And it actually kind of reminds me of the Gilligan's Island theme. There's parts of it that seems like they're heading in that direction. Similar sounding song, and it's just got a catchy ass chorus, man. Just a catchy little tune. Oh man, just looking at the little screen on this thing when I turn it on, and go through the little motions, pressing record twice, holding in the middle button to lock the keys. Insane, man. What an easy fucking world. What an easy fucking life I've had. Everything just keeps coming up Milhouse. It's fucking ridiculous. So, in my last show, I was talking about how much I like having a small, razor-thin playlist of excellent songs. But the other day, I just tossed a bunch of songs on. As actually, it was a directory full of songs that I thought I might use in XO episodes someday. So I'm like, well, it stands to reason these will be good, right? So, a lot of weird miscellaneous crap on my MP3 player now. I don't have a proper windscreen for this thing, so this episode might have some of that delightful wind noise that everyone hates. Anyway, just came across Steady As She Goes by the Raconteurs. What a good little tune. The drum beat started and I was like, well, it's gotta be that song. I mean, what other song could that be? Oh, I'm walking past the Scotiabank building, which if you saw that film, Kick-Ass, the part where he's trying to jump from building to building, but he doesn't have the balls to do it. Right in the background is the Scotiabank building. It looks like it's got a bunch of Tetris pieces missing out of the middle that make sort of a, like the ship from Asteroids type of shape. Triangle, but a pixel triangle. There's all kinds of Toronto references in that movie. There's a Tim Hortons in it. There's a Canadian flag toward the end when they're flying around in the jetpack. They drive past Dundas Square at least once. Anyway, heard this drum beat starting and I was like, well, that's gotta be the Raconteurs. And it was. And I'm like, ah, that's a good song. So let's listen to that song. Ah, I can still smell the burning. You smell like burning. There's fire everywhere. You know, I walk down King Street on the way home through the business district, and very few people that can really pull off a suit. If you're not already a pretty good build or pretty together, a suit does not save you. I'm always just kind of disappointed, you know? Suit seems like such a thing. Like, haha, I wear a suit. I got a fancy job and I wear a suit. I'm a titan. I'm a captain of industry. But they're actually just a bunch of kind of pudgy, slouchy, lame-ass looking people. But then when you see a guy who can pull off a suit, holy balls, they look good. Like The Rock or something. Just like, zam, I'm in a suit. So this might be the last show. I'm almost home. I mean, the last song. This is a song I've been listening to quite a bit lately. Let's see. A few shows ago, I played a song by a band called Eskimo Joe. And my good friend Brian Ward was like, hey, those mates are from Australia. I'm sorry, Brian, I won't do that anymore. And I recommended a couple other songs of theirs for me to listen to. They were quite different when they started. It was almost like a Spinal Tap thing, where before they were metal, they were super, super light and poppy and airy. It's kind of what this band was like. Anyway, this is one of their singles as they were evolving. By this point, I guess basically had evolved into the musical powerhouse they are today, called From the Sea. And I like it a lot. It's a very, very good tune.
Could have slept the days. future butterfly. Gonna spend the day higher than high. You'll be beautiful.